This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. You know, I was a little upset at you at about 3 o'clock this morning.
Really?
I woke up at 3 o'clock, and I could not stop thinking about all this stuff we talked about last night until for about an hour and a half that it cost me in good sleep. But it was funny. I'm just teasing you.
I've got a short story to share with you. It'll probably be in concert with what we're going to be talking about for the next hour. One of our family friends and instructors had need of car repairs, and he lives in Springfield, Missouri, and so he brought the car to one of his buddies, and they gave him an estimate for a little over $5,000, actually between $5,000 and $6,000, to fix this vehicle. So I said, how about if I take a look at that? So I drove out to Springfield, and I said, I'll tell you what, you and I can do this together. You know, we can work on this as a project, and I think it'll be about $1,500, and we'll get it fixed, and you know, it could be between $5,000 and $6,000 is nuts. So he said, okay. So yesterday, my son and I went to Springfield, and we have a tow dolly. And the reason we have a tow dolly is it's one of those two-wheel trailers that you either back a car up on or you drive a car up on and you strap it down, and then you can tow a vehicle, you know, to wherever you need it. So we have one of these because we need it because, you know, our vehicles break down because they're all rust-colored. Well, anyway, so I went to Springfield, and sure enough, our friend/instructor's car had a flat tire. And so I didn't have an air pump with me. Normally, I have one in the toolbox of my truck, but I didn't because I had all other kinds of stuff in there. Didn't have room for it. And so there was a tow truck. And this guy stopped, and he was so kind, and he just took out his hose and filled up the tire with air. And he looked at me, and he said, and he saw that we were going to, while he was unloading his tow truck, he saw that we were loading the car onto our tow dolly. He came over, and he said, so what do you do? I said, I'm a farmer. He said, no, you're not. And I said, yes, I am. And now, I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I had my, you know, T-shirt on and blue jeans, and, you know, they weren't pressed. They had, you know, the correct amount of oil stains on them, and I looked like, you know, I was like, a guy who just changed his oil, you know. But interesting, I don't know why I'm telling you this story, but I thought it was kind of funny that you know, the guy asked me what I did, and I told him, you know, I'm a farmer. I mean, first thing I said, I'm a farmer, and he didn't believe me. But that's the whole story.
You know, I was thinking about what we was talking about last night, which is dealing, and I was boiling it down in my mind at 3:30 or so this morning, and we're dealing with, and Deborah Booster ahead of us was dealing with a lot of the same things that I was thinking about last night. But it's sort of like a philosophy of preparedness. And there's a story I'll tell you here, and I read this in a book years ago. There was a village, And in this village, there was an older guy, old man, actually. And he was known as a philosopher and a wise person, you know. And so this young man, he's getting ready, and he's thinking about getting married. And so he goes to this old man, and he says, "Sir, should I get married?" And the old man sat and thought for a while, and he said, "Absolutely, you should get married. If you marry a good wife, you will be happy all the days of your life. And if you marry poorly, you will become a philosopher." She was a philosopher, you know. So anyway, I just was saying, you know, I was thinking a lot about the philosophy of preparedness and why people don't do it or why people do it and different things. And as I was listening to Deborah and you talk last hour, I got to thinking to myself about Dane Wigington. Okay, here's a guy that is extremely competent, very smart, very motivated, okay, and now he is in a crisis. Imagine if every competent, prepared person that you know is in that same predicament. Because if this thing does come down all the way to the whole country, that's exactly the scenario you're going to be living with. And anyway, I just thought to myself, you know, when we were saying that, you know, you could put on one hand one or two, three people at the most that would come to your farm, that would be welcome, that you know would show up with the right kind of stuff, the right kind of attitude, the right kind of motivation to do whatever it takes. One or two people, that would be, I think, almost generous. You know?
Yeah, and as you say that, I was thinking about, you know, some people who I would describe as if a person were having a, you know, a barbecue in the backyard and there's, you know, a couple cases of beer and, you know, the guy that would always fun to have around, just a great guy, a barrel of laughs. And you call him up and you say, you know, you're having this little get together, and he goes, "Well, all right, I can come on over and I can help you drink your beer if you need me to."
Yeah, right.
We don't need that. That's not what we're looking for.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I was thinking too, one of the reasons I think people don't prepare, and we've covered parts of this, but I've been trying, I still do, as I think about this, and I'm like Deborah, in a sense, it grieves me to see so many people that know enough to start doing something and they still don't do it. But I think people don't prepare because of two things: normalcy bias and fear. Normalcy bias is a huge pressure to conform to the rest of the lemmings that are around you, to conform to society as advertising has told you it should be. And I think people are basically lazy, and they're greedy, and they're selfish. And if you boil it down to where they're hungry, they're real hungry, you'll see that. You'll see that they're lazy, and they're greedy, and they're selfish. And you will be the recipient of whatever that looks like. Our people will be. The people that have anything that has prepared will be the recipient of whatever that's going to look like from those that didn't prepare. What would you think about that?
Oh, I have to totally agree. And Joey in Michigan says something very similar. He sees people who just don't seem to understand, and yet they're the first to complain. They're the first to complain about how bad things have gotten, their lot in life, but yet don't really seem to want to do anything about it. And one of the things I was thinking about this morning, I do some of my best clear thinking in the shower when the water is just going, shh, you know, I have this white noise. And I was thinking about What is one of the common threads that runs through those of us who are preparedness-minded? And I was thinking about you and all of your accomplishments. You take 18 months and you get a lot done in 18 months. And then you look at Norm Shealy, who's going on 86 years old, who is nonstop go, go, go. He does seminars throughout the world. He's on the radio with us. He does a clinical practice. He's inventing. He's building new machines. And then Sonny Skidmore at KLID, one of our affiliates. She's 89 years old. Goes to work every day. She runs a radio station, is on the air behind the microphone, goes out and sells advertising, drives her truck. I mean, the people who are preparedness-minded are go, 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 and aren't thinking about retirement, aren't thinking about going to Disney on vacation. They've got way more important things to do and way better uses for their money. And that's kind of a common thread that goes through all of us at USA Prepares. And it's not like we had a checklist and said, okay, you've got to meet these requirements in order to be part of us. It's just people who have the same thought processes seem to have gotten together over the years, and here we are. There was no advertisement saying, hey, y'all need to apply for this, USA Prepares radio slot, on the air. It's not like that. It just happened, and we all just think very similarly. Deborah Brewster was talking about preparing and canning. And I got to tell you, if you think that canning is easy, and if you think in the short run you're going to save a lot of money, you're mistaken, right? Canning requires equipment. It requires a lot of time. And you look at that jar of spaghetti sauce for 99 cents or $1.29 in the store, and that's, you look at that and go, wow, that's cheap compared to all the work I have to put into getting a jar of spaghetti sauce prepared. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it. So it's not easy, but...
Go ahead. Well, as she was talking, my wife and I were kind of talking. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you there for a second. As Deborah was talking about the canning and how many jars she goes through and different things, I was asking my wife, I said, well, how many jars do you think we have down there, kind of in the cellar, And she says, right at 1,500. And so I got to thinking about that, and she was thinking out loud to me. She said, but if you just use two jars of green beans that you'd canned up every day, or if you got five or six or seven or eight people here and you use, two cans of that, that's over 700 jars of just that a year. But just say you did two.
Hold that. My name is Kiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kyle, I was thinking about, you know, the 1950s and the 1960s, and during those years, for Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, we'd go to grandmother's house, and the family would all get together, and we'd see them, and there would be these backyard picnics, barbecues, whatever you'd like to call it. And my parents would have dinner parties, and the neighbors would come over from, you know, all over the neighborhood, and they'd have dinner together, and the adults would talk about what's happening, and there was the women's club, and there were the Kiwanis club, and there were all kinds of these meeting type events where you could, you know, you'd see people and communicate. And I don't think we do that so much anymore. Is that the same in Montana?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, we try to make connections through the United Way area, with, you know, the Neighbors in Need program. We try to support them guys, and because actually the head of that, a lady, made a comment one time, and I just sort of caught the edge of it. She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to another guy. And she said, now this is just last year, okay? She said, if it wasn't for the generosity of the churches in this valley, she said, there would be people starving right now. That's how close a lot of this is, and people just don't know. And you don't see food lines because everybody stands in a normal line and you've got an EBT card. and it looks like a debit card, or it looks like a, you know, a credit card. And they're, you just don't see food lines like you would back in the Depression. People don't have the connections anymore, to be able to band together. And even too many, too many patriot, type guys and preparedness type people are thinking pretty much, you know, them and their family, and that's what you're gonna survive with. Deborah is right. I think she's correct. Having five, hookups is just an amazing thought, but it's going to be tough to discern who's going to get to stay there, you know. I'll throw a scenario out in your mind, you know, people think about this. Alright, so you're prepared and you've got everything, but you had lights on last night and nobody else did. Just say there was an EMP attack. You had lights on, and this young couple shows up, a man, a woman, and a little two-year-old girl, and she's holding a baby, and they're starving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how calloused? What's going to be your response? How calloused is people going to be, you know? And it'll be different if it's at 6 months from now, as it would be, I mean, say it started today, as it would be in a month. Let's put 1 month down and they show up. That with your response, you probably still have plenty. You'll have lots. But what's going to happen after 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months and you can see the end of what you made. And so you had a poor garden that year and it didn't produce as much as you thought it was going to produce. What are you going to do? You know, those kind of questions need to be crossed and thought about heavily and intently, because these are moral questions that's going to be tough for people, especially if you can see the end of your food reserves.
I was greeting people at a reception line, if you will. They were lining up to register to vote at the Laclede Electric Cooperative meeting a couple years ago. And 2 years before that, I was on stage and I pulled a 5.56 cartridge, you know, an AR-15 type cartridge out of my jacket pocket, my sport coat pocket. And I said on stage that, you know, one of these, I think I paid 20 cents for it. I think I said it that way. I think I paid 20 cents for this cartridge, and it's one of these, aimed in the right place, can take out a substation. 10,000 people can be without electricity. And then it would be, you know, think of what it would be like without electricity. And the next year, a gentleman approached me and said, "Did you bring your bullet?" And I said, no, I didn't bring my cartridge. And he said, "That was idiotic. That was idiotic." And he was telling me that what I was saying was absolutely idiotic, and it made no sense and it wasn't true. And I said, "Well, actually it is true," and I verified it with the chief engineer at the electric cooperative. And so who is he? And he's the husband of one of the board of directors. So what I'm saying is we have people who have no clue as to what could happen, and they're in charge. That's a big
problem.
This is
Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to advice. National security. He's proven neither.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. It's day two of deliberations in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. Yesterday, jurors sent the judge a note with questions, including one that asked for him to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Kyle, how would you describe how difficult it is to get people to understand that actually they're in control of their lives and they can make it better? Are you successful in doing that? Because I am not. I'm a total failure. are almost a total failure in terms of, you know, getting people in a meetup to, you know, Deborah Brewster is great. I mean, she ran with the information and started implementing it, but she's the exception. There's so few and far between. I think maybe if 1% of the people who were at the meetup actually implemented the things that we talked about for their own betterment, that'd be a lot. Are you seeing the same kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know what I've come to in the last hour there where you were talking to Deborah and you said, you know, people need to be responsible for their own actions, you know, and I thought about responsible for their own actions and the consequences for them, you know, and I come also to the conclusion that if people aren't doing it already now, then they're not going to. The normalcy bias is incredible, and like I said before, fear it's fearful to look at all of this stuff that's coming in this that are we're teetering on the edge of a financial collapse, and people don't even recognize it or even want to see it. But if that kind of fear motivates people to stick their head in the sand and love like she was talking about, you know, they'll have a $300 cable bill or whatever, you know, for all their phones and all that kind of stuff, but they won't buy a hand pump for their well. Because if you buy a hand pump for a well, that means you're facing the reality that, oh no, the whole grid could go down. And if the whole grid goes down, that's just so overwhelming emotionally, right? So anyway, but I think fear and normalcy bias are two twin sisters, if you will, that cause a lot of struggle and a lot of conformity in society. We don't really want to see bad things, and we won't want to face up to the consequences of us not preparing. And or they look at preparedness as this huge, monumental project, like something you've done or I've done or Deborah's done, huge, monumental project, and they see it all at once, and it's so overwhelming that they do nothing. And that's a fearful thing. It's a scary thing to look at all of it at once. But like you said, you know, when I got to the place where I'm living now, I accomplished 90% of what I am still working on, of course, but I accomplished 90% of what's here now in the first 13 and a half months. So, and I'm still working on things. It's not like it's done by any stretch of the imagination. I'm starting to work on, you know, putting shelves in rooms, building better shelves that's going to be eventually for my wife's dry goods room. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, we've got things in there, but I'm trying to make it more efficient all the time. How can I do anything? You think about the things that you could do. You know, like you were saying, you know, that can of spaghetti sauce for 98 cents. If you can get that and you get 25 or 30 of them and 25 or 30 bags of spaghetti, at least you've got a start. And it's a really small cost. You probably spend 35, 40 bucks at the most for that. So I think, you know, if preparedness and people can move a little bit more towards something. Do something, though. Like Deborah was saying, I totally agree with her. You know, do something, even if it's just a little bit at the time. Would you agree?
Yeah, I was trying to do some, as you were saying, I was doing a little bit of arithmetic. And so you were talking before about, yes, I agree with the spaghetti sauce scenario, and I was thinking about, okay, so let's say there are three people in your family. There's three. And then you've got some outlaws, and there are four of them. So now there's, and they show up, and they say, hey, we're here. And you go, great. So glad you're here. You brought everything you need, didn't you? And they go, well, actually, we're lucky we just got here. So, no, we don't have anything. And we have the clothes on our back, and by the way, we're hungry and thirsty and cold. And so now there's three of you, and then there's four of them. That's seven. So seven, if you have, let's say you just have a can of beans each for breakfast. That's seven cans. And if you have a can of corn each for lunch, that's seven more. That's 14. And if you have a can of baked beans for dinner, that is another seven. So that's 21 cans of food for the seven people per day. Per day.
Yeah.
The numbers are staggering. Absolutely staggering.
That, you're going to be working. People are going to be working hard. That ain't going to be enough to feed anybody, especially young men. If they happen to show up, you know, and they've got to work, they'll eat one and a half, at least one and a half times, you know, what an older woman's going to eat. She'll eat less than a serving, you know, normally speaking, they do. But the young guys are, they'll be producing and you know, we're going to have to feed them. And, you know, if you can up meat, people don't realize you're not going to eat like you have been eating. Because it's going to be like make a great big pot of stew that you're going to probably have for supper that night and breakfast the next morning, and it's going to have maybe a can of vegetables or two cans of vegetables in it and a can of meat, and it's going to be a 2 or 3 gallon stew that's going to be pretty watery. You know, and if you're lucky and your wife and you have wheat and your wife makes up bread or something along those lines, you're going to fill up on bread or pasta or something else that's going to be, you know, cheap and easy to feed a lot of people fast. It's just going to be a lot different, you know, and people don't think about those kind of things. The hardest thing to do, Vince, you're talking about trying to get people to think. The hardest thing to do is to try to put your mind in a place where it's never been, nor has it even ever conceived that there's the possibility of it ever happening. And you can't live in complete fear. Go ahead. Yeah.
So here are the numbers. So this is going to be staggering, class. So there's three of you, and then four of your outlaws show up, so it's seven. And then you're going to have just one can per person per meal. So we'll have three meals a day. So that's 21 cans a day times 7 days a week is 147 cans a week. And if you multiply that just times 4 weeks, that's 588 cans for a month. That's 49 cases of 12 cans in a case. 49 cases of canned food to get you through the first month.
Yeah. Wow.
It's staggering. So now when you talk about those 1,500 jars, most people probably said, wow, that's an enormous amount. And there's a lot of work that went into those 1,500 jars that you have canned. But that's at 588 cases a month, that's less than 3 months for the seven people.
Seven, yeah. But it's, like I said, you know, there's no possible way that I'm going to allow people to eat that much. They're going to eat stews, and they're going to everybody's going to lose weight. I guarantee you that, you know, because there'll be enough if you don't plan for long term. So it's like, you know, you and I have talked before. You plan for the worst, and if it's a lot better, and it ends up everything, they get a power grid flying again in your area, and you've got all this stuff in 6 months, fine, you've got some extra, and you were hungry for 4 of the 6 months, okay? But if you don't plan for being that, and say you could have went to a year if you had enough, and you're out in 6 months, and it doesn't come back on, then you're in the same boat as everybody else. And that's usually a really bad place to be.
Speaking of being in the same boat as everybody else, Kyle, in the 1950s here in Missouri, I wasn't here in the 1950s, but I've read and I've heard stories from those who were here. And there was a drought. And the drought was really, really serious. It was so serious that crops didn't grow. People were really hungry. So they went hunting. They killed just about every deer, rabbit, bird, snake, turtle. Everything you could think of was killed for food. And we almost drove to extinction wild animals here in Missouri. People can't believe that. They just can't believe. Could that really happen? Absolutely it could happen. And it did in the 1950s, right here where our farm is. Yes, it did happen. But people think that, and you extrapolate that scenario out to today, and you say, and you've heard hunters say, well, it's okay, I'm not worried. I got me a rifle and I'll go hunting. Well, look at the first day of hunting season. The first day is the most important because after the first day, there's not much left, right? Now imagine if that goes on for a couple days or a couple weeks or a couple months or a couple years. That's what we're talking about. And Dane Wigington, class, that email that I got was heartbreaking. That he said that in order to protect his house, his property, he's got to do it alone. Where are all his friends? Where are all his friends? Maybe they're in the same boat. Or maybe they said, no, we're getting out of here and we're not sticking around. It's too dangerous. It's got to be one, the other, or a combination of all the above. But it's really hard to get people to stick together. It really is. Even in the good times. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. I was just typing and I wanted to find out how much a wheel balancer is. I bought a John Bean brand wheel balancer for a few hundred dollars, and the darn things used on eBay are $3,850. I couldn't believe it. But the reason I'm mentioning this is I can't find anybody to do work around here that is to my standards, including changing tires and balancing wheels. So I had to buy the equipment. I found it all used. And I bought a wheel balancer that is three-phase. And that's a power that's available at, you know, in larger areas. Well, we don't have three-phase power here. So I was able to get this John Bean wheel balancer for about $400, but I have to convert three-phase, the single-phase to three-phase. So I bought a device to do that for $80. So the point is, yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you just start applying logic that has been given to you by God, your parents, and that you've picked up through your training. Back to the cans, that month worth of canned food, 588 cans, at 49 cents a can. If you go to Aldi, you can get cans at 49 cents, baked beans, green beans, and corn. And that's, how much is that? $288. $288. It may seem like a lot of money, but not if your life depends on it, right? That's plus tax. If your locality is as corrupt as ours and you have to pay tax on food, it's 588 cans at 49 cents a can is $288 plus tax. That could be a lifesaver. And
yeah.
But don't buy anything that you won't. Don't buy anything you don't want to eat. If you don't like corn, don't buy corn. And of course, it's going to be mostly GMO. But I'm just using that as an example. Baked beans, a lot of protein in them. Great way to go in an emergency. Okay. Really. Green beans.
Absolutely.
You probably gonna have them anyway. So what we're saying is yes, you can. Yes, you can. So forget that trip to Disney. Forget it. Because all you're going to have is memories. And you can't eat them. You can't eat memories. And forget the ball games. Because you can't eat them either. And what do you do if you go to a ball game? You talk about it on Monday. You go, wow, what a great game. Well, you see that? He was so great. Did you see that catch? That was unbelievable. What else are you going to do with that? The information that you learned at that ball game? That's it. That's it. Bragging rights. Don't do it.
Exactly. You know, Vince, one of the things that I've thought about and I've done, did with my boy, my youngest one in particular, is I told him, I said, you could learn to play basketball, but it ain't going to teach you nothing for real life. Or I'll tell you what, we'll pay for jiu-jitsu lessons for you. And so we paid for jiu-jitsu lessons. He's not a great basketball player. I mean, he can play around and shoot a few hoops or something, but it ain't nothing compared to a lot of his friends. But I guarantee you in a fight, he would beat any of them. Cause he's really good. But but like you said, the one thing that's funny during the break, this last break, I was thinking the same thing you were saying. Folks, please, please, please set aside that coffee every day, $5, $6, $7 coffee with a tip, and buy some food when you come up, when you get paid. Set aside $100. You know, every paycheck, every 2 weeks, set aside $100. That ain't a lot of money, and you can find a place. You're going to blow it at some point. You look at these different things that you can cut out of your life and just, believe me, one of these days, whether you use it, let's just hope and pray that it never happens and those things never happen. Eventually, probably maybe not in your lifetime, but I guarantee you probably within your children's lifetime, they're going to face another depression that's going to make this last one look like a cakewalk. And they will have something. I tease my kids a lot. I said, if me and your mom aren't here, these canned goods and stuff like this, these are your inheritance. And just life, you know.
I love it. I love it. And about the Starbucks type coffee, a guy came up to me at one of the meetups, and he walked up to me, handed me a cup of coffee, and it was from Starbucks. And he said, "Now you can't say you haven't had a Starbucks cup of coffee." I would never buy one. And frankly, it wasn't any better than anything that Mrs. Vanelli would make. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.